probably we can spend an hour, two or three, yeah, on some of the advices. And there's always a very specific way, individual way at the end of the day, yeah, for each of the entrepreneurs, the upcoming entrepreneurs. Let me just to add to the things that I think the panelists already have mentioned, I think there is the belief, the strong belief, and not only, you know, some hope or some quick ambition, but the strong belief that you need to be successful in your idea. And then you need, of course, the input from others to bounce the idea if everything is really properly reflected of making a business case out of your idea. You gotta have, beside the strong belief, also the stubbornness with to go through some bad moments, because you will have bad moments for sure. And then you got to think about the people that really can help you in terms of financing this. So I think Neely was already mentioning universities. I mean, there are lots of other sources, family offices, for example. So I mean, if you look at BioNTech, you know, without, you know, the strong belief of the founders and some siblings that had invested money in this because they believed in the people. I mean, we should all be clear that there is a big chunk of why people put money to work is because they believe in the people and their capabilities. And that made BioNTech where it is today. Without the money of these people and the belief of them in the founders, BioNTech wouldn't be there and there would be no Comirnaty. So I think this is, maybe you read the book from Ugur and Eslem. I make a little bit of an advert here, on Lightspeed, on the project of how BioNTech has developed. It's actually stories like this are good examples of how you can make it.
All right. Thank you. Great.